Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says Operation Sindoor extends beyond its original scope, symbolizing lifelong commitment to national progress. India's FDI inflow surged 14% to over $81 billion in the last financial year. U.S. orders hold in student visa interview, eyes expansion of social media vetting of applicants. IMD forecasts above normal rainfall during southwest monsoon this season. And in IPL cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru registers stunning victory over Lucknow Super Giants to seal place in the first qualifier. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that Operation Sindoor will extend beyond its original scope, symbolizing a lifelong commitment to national progress. Addressing the celebrations of 20 years of Gujarat urban growth story in Gandhinagar, Gujarat yesterday, Prime Minister Modi said Operation Sindoor is not merely a military initiative, but a responsibility shared by every Indian citizen.
Operation Sindoor jan bal se aage badhega. Jan jan देश के विकास के लिए भागीदार बने, दायित्व संभालें. हम इतना तय कर लें कि 2047 जब भारत की आजादी के 100 साल होंगे, विकसित भारत बनाने के लिए, तत्काल भारत की इकोनॉमी को 4 नंबर से 3 नंबर पर ले जाने के लिए, अब हम कोई विदेशी चीज का उपयोग नहीं करेंगे.
The Prime Minister stressed the necessity of economic self-reliance, advocating for the One District, One Product strategy to enhance local manufacturing and support indigenous industries. Encouraging national pride, the Prime Minister urged citizens to take pride in Made in India products and celebrate the country's advancements. On India becoming the fourth largest economy, Mr. Modi noted that overtaking a former colonial power marked a historic achievement. He added that now the push to reach the third spot is gaining momentum. He also reiterated India's ambition to host the Olympics in 2036, underscoring the country's readiness to take on global leadership roles.
हम दुनिया की चौथी इकोनॉमी बने हैं और मुझे याद है हम जब 6 से 5 बने थे तब देश में और ही उमंग था और उसका कारण यह था कि 250 साल तक जिन्होंने हम पर राज किया था ना उस यूके को पीछे छोड़कर के हम 5 बने थे लेकिन अब 3 कब बनोगे इसका दबाव बढ़ रहा है अब देश इंतजार करने को तैयार नहीं है और अगर कोई ने इंतजार करने के लिए कहा तो पीछे से नारा आता है मोदी है तो मुमकिन है.
Prime Minister Modi concluded a 2-day visit to Gujarat, during which he inaugurated and laid foundation stone of multiple development projects worth over 82,000 crore rupees. He launched projects worth 5,536 crore rupees at Mahatma Mandir in Gandhinagar yesterday. Vice President and Chairman of the Rajya Sabha, Jagdeep Dhankar, has emphasized that national security requires indigenous strength and that war is best avoided from a position of strength. Speaking at the inaugural session of the Rajya Sabha internship program in New Delhi, Mr. Dhankar stated that peace is secured when a nation is ever ready for war. He added the strength comes not only from technological advancements and conventional military power, but also from the people.
For national security, we need indigenous strength. War is best avoided from position of strength. Peace is secured when you are ever ready for war. And therefore, strength comes apart from technological prowess, conventional armed strength from people also.
Vice President urged all members of the political spectrum to seriously reflect and reach a consensus on matters of national security, economic growth and internal security, stressing that such critical issues demand unity above political differences. New Delhi's message of zero tolerance against terrorism is echoing worldwide with India's multi-party delegations holding back-to-back interactions with world leaders, parliamentarians, think tanks, media and civil society in different countries to further unmask Pakistan's cross-border terrorism. In Panama, the all-party Indian delegation, headed by Congress MP Shashi Tharoor, held a meeting with the Panama Assembly President Dana Castaneda. During his meeting, Mr. Tharoor said that India had no interest in starting a war, but felt that a terrorist act must not go unpunished.
It was an action of retribution, not the first salvo in a long war. We just wanted to send a clear message to the terrorists. We conducted the strikes at night between 1:05 and 1:30 in the middle of the night, so there would be very few civilians around at that time. Second, we refused to touch any government facilities, even any Pakistani military facilities and any civilian facilities, only known terrorist bases.
In South Africa, the all-party delegation led by NCP SCP Supriya Shule advocated India's zero-tolerance policy towards cross-border terrorism. The delegation shared that Operation Sindoor conducted by India in response was calibrated, targeted and proportionate, demonstrating India's commitment to countering terrorism without escalating tensions. The delegation will visit Cape Town today for meetings in the South African Parliament and with ministers of South African government. In Jammu and Kashmir, Chief Minister Omar Abdullah has announced to establish a memorial in memory of the 26 victims of the April 22nd tragic terror attack at Besaran near Pahalgam in South Kashmir's Anantnag district. Following the Jammu and Kashmir cabinet meeting held at Pahalgam yesterday, the JNK Public Works Department was directed to start the work on the memorial. The Chief Minister added that suggestions would be sought to ensure that the memorial is not only magnificent but also dignified and respectful. As we celebrate the success of Operation Sindoor, the nation salutes the valour of the Indian soldiers. As a tribute to the armed forces, Akashvani News is presenting a special series. Today we remember Paramveer Chakra awardee Subedar Joginder Singh, who made the supreme sacrifice during the Sino-Indian War in 1962.
During the 1962 Sino-Indian War, Subedar Joginder Singh led a platoon in Tawang sector of Nefa, holding a strategic position on a ridge in the Tongpengla area on the Bamla axis. On October 20th, his platoon observed a significant Chinese troop build-up across the McMahon line, signaling an impending attack. At dawn on October 23rd, the Chinese launched a major assault in three waves of roughly 200 soldiers each, supported by artillery and mortar fire. Despite being heavily outnumbered, Subedar Singh's platoon offered fierce resistance, repelling the first wave with heavy enemy casualties. Wounded in the thigh, he refused evacuation and continued to inspire his men. As the final and most forceful wave advanced, with ammunition depleted and few men remaining, Subedar Singh took control of a light machine gun, inflicting significant damage. When the situation became desperate, he and his remaining soldiers charged the enemy with fixed bayonets. They engaged in close combat, killing many before being overwhelmed. For his extraordinary courage, leadership and devotion to duty, Subedar Joginder Singh was posthumously awarded the Paramveer Chakra. Saklan Akhtar for Akashwani News, Delhi.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. India has received foreign direct investment FDI inflows worth $81.04 billion US dollars in the financial year 2024-25. It reflects a 14% increase from $71.28 billion US dollars in the financial year 2023-2024. We have a report.
Ministry of Commerce and Industry in a statement said that the services sector emerged as the top recipient of FDI equity in 2024-25 by attracting 19% of total inflows. It was followed by computer software and hardware at 16% and trading at 8%. FDI into the services sector also rose by 40.77% to $9.35 billion US dollars from $6.64 billion in the previous year. The ministry added that India is also becoming a hub for manufacturing FDI, which grew by 18% in in financial year 2024-25 and reached $19.04 billion as compared to $16.12 billion in 2023-24. The government has put in place an investor-friendly FDI policy under which most sectors are open for 100% FDI through the automatic route. With Anand's report, Vishnu P.S., Akashwani News, Delhi.
The Central Board of Direct Taxes, CBDT, has extended the last date of filing income tax returns, ITRs, from 31st July to 15th September this year. CBDT in his statement said that this extension will provide more time to people due to significant revisions in ITR forms, system development needs, and TDS credit reflections. The Coordinating Committee on Manipur Integrity, an apex body of Valley-based civil society organizations of Manipur, held a meeting with senior officials of the Home Ministry in New Delhi yesterday. The committee were given a special invitation by the ministry earlier this week. Advisor to the MHA on Northeast Affairs, A.K. Mishra, and Joint Director MHA, Rajesh Kamle, represented the ministry. The delegation deliberated regarding the 3rd of May 2025 resolution, which was adopted during a massive people's convention held at Imphal. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio ordered U.S. embassies and consular offices to stop scheduling new visa interviews for student applicants as Donald Trump administration is considering strict vetting of applicants' social media profiles. This directive would mark a broader application of existing vetting procedures to restrict foreign students' entry to American schools and colleges. Earlier, Trump administration decided to bar Harvard University from enrolling international students. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has predicted that rainfall across the country is likely to be above normal during this monsoon season. According to the IMD, the monsoon has arrived earlier than usual this year. Additionally, the department expects below-normal heat wave days in parts of northwest India as well as adjoining areas of central and east India over the next month. For today, the IMD has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over coastal Karnataka, Kerala, Mahe, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura. We have more from a correspondent.
According to IMD, Assam, Meghalaya, interior Karnataka, Goa, central Maharashtra, Odisha, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal and Telangana are going to witness very heavy rainfall over the next 2 days. Similar conditions are expected over Gangetic West Bengal, Gujarat, Jharkhand, Uttarakhand and Vidarbha. The weather agency has said that Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, Himachal Pradesh and Punjab are expected to witness thunderstorms accompanied with lightning and gusty winds. Meanwhile, heat wave-like conditions will likely be over West Rajasthan. Maximum temperatures are also expected to rise by about 2 to 3 degrees Celsius over northwest India during the next 2 days. Adarsh for Akashwani News, Delhi.
In IPL T20 cricket, stand-in captain Jitesh Sharma played a brilliant innings and helped Royal Challengers Bengaluru beat Lucknow Super Giants by 6 wickets in the final group stage match at the Ikana Cricket Stadium in Lucknow last night. Jitesh's explosive 85 unbeaten of just 33 balls powered RCB to finish second on the points table, securing a spot in qualifier 1. They will now face Punjab Kings tomorrow. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Subhadra Ramachandran.
Thank you, Abhishek. The Asian Age quotes PM Modi as saying terrorism isn't proxy war for Pakistan, but core strategy. The statesman, also quoting him, writes, India will respond to Pakistan's terror war strategy. The Hindu business line quotes a PM as saying urban growth key to India's rise as third largest economy. Fifth generation stealth fighter jet project takes wing, reports the Tribune. Trump administration moves to cut $100 million in Harvard contracts, informs the Hindustan Times. Business Standard quotes a U.S. embassy telling foreign students visa may be revoked for skipping classes. Frame guidelines for rehabilitation of stray dogs, High Court directs agencies in national capital, notes the Hindu. And finally, government launches Know Your DigiPin and Know Your PIN Code web portals, reports the Statesman. With that, it's back to you, Abhishek.
Thank you, Subhadra. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says Operation Sindoor extends beyond its original scope, symbolizing lifelong commitment to national progress. India's FDI inflow surged 14% to over $81 billion in last financial year. U.S. orders halt in student visa interviews, eyes expansion of social media vetting of applicants. IMD forecasts above normal rainfall during southwest monsoon this season. And in IPL cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru registers stunning victory over Lucknow Super Giants to seal place in the first qualifier. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.